Hi, I'm Yvonne Halling, and in today's video, I'm going to talk about the worst way to run your business and how you make three simple changes right now to get you making more money, having more fun, and working less. One of the most important things that I've learned about getting more guests and increasing revenue as a B&B owner or innkeeper is that focusing on just getting heads in beds is the absolute worst way to increase your income, especially if you're paying third parties to bring those guests to you. Let's face it, this business is hard work, right? When guests come, there's work to do in preparing rooms, laundry, cleaning, and the more guests that come, the more work there is to do. It's far easier to focus on increasing revenue by increasing the amount guests spend with you. If you're in a tourist area or there is some element of tourism to your business, then you'll know that when people are on vacation, they have money to spend, so why not have them spend that money with you? They're going to spend it with someone, so it might as well be you. Knowing the numbers is key to any business, and when you have those key metrics to hand, you can configure your revenue any way that you want, and especially in a way that works for you, because you're the boss and you can decide. Let's do some little calculations just for fun. Maths is not my strong point. Let's say you wanted to make $100,000 in any currency in the next 12 months. Let's say also that your room rate is $100, just to keep the math simple for me. So if you were just focusing on selling rooms, then you'd need to sell 1,000 nights. Now, I don't know how many rooms you have, but if you only have three, that means that you'd have to be full every single night on 333 days of the whole year, leaving you just 1 month to recuperate. I'm feeling exhausted just thinking about that. Now let's look at this another way. If you could generate $30,000 from other products and services, then you'd only have to sell 700 rooms. Now, staying with the assumption that you have just three rooms, then you'd only need to be full on 233 days of the year, meaning you could take 4 months off. Now, I know it doesn't work out as neatly as that, and occupancy rates do vary from week to week and month to month, but you get my point. There's a limit to how many rooms you can sell, but there's no limit to what you can create in terms of extra products and services that delight your guests and make your life easier. But if you still want to get more guests, then let's look at that. What I came to realize in my own B&B many years ago is that there are guests and there are guests, and it's important to choose which guests you want to attract. When you're taking everyone and anyone, you're actually not serving anyone very well. And so very few of them come back and they don't refer you. If you want to attract more guests, then the place to start is to take an inventory of you, your preferences, your interests, your skills, your expertise, your knowledge, your hobbies, your passions, you and you. Guests choose B&Bs, guest houses and small hotels because they want to interact with the owners. So be sure that your guests are aligned with you, and then everyone will have a wonderful time, including you. When you've decided on who you want to see more of and who you want to see less of, then let your website, your storefront, reflect that. Set it up so when they land on it, they immediately know that you are right for them, and let the others go. Put yourself front and center on your website. Don't hide out. We want to see you. So who do you want to attract? What could you create that could add an extra 30% to your revenue, delight your guests, and make your life easier? I created a framework that teaches you how to do this. So if you'd like to know more, then register below for my upcoming masterclass, where I'll show you how to make more, work less, pay less commissions with less stress. And if you like this video, then click the red subscribe button so that you'll be the first to know when I post the next one. See you soon.